Hello?
Carol, you fucking whore!
Honey, that's a hell of a way to talk to your best girl buddy. What the fuck are you bitching about?
You know damn good and well what I'm talking about, you bitch. You fucked Joe the bartender last night, and he wasn't worth shit. I sucked his joint for 30 minutes, and his prick was like a piece of spaghetti. To crown it off, the bastard had the nerve to laugh when it wouldn't come up. But he finally admitted that you had fucked and sucked him earlier during his lunch break. Now I'm sitting here with a banana up my hungry cunt.
Oh, honey, baby, you know he never even looked my way. That dirty liar.
Don't give me that shit, you bitch. He shoved that pencil prick of his up your cunt, up your asshole, and down your throat so often he could find that cave of a cunt of yours in the dark.
All right, little pussy buddy. But when he grabbed me by the ass at the club last night, I creamed in my pants. Wait a minute, you cock-greedy bitch. After all, I'm the one who's a divorcee and he's all alone. At least, Grace, you're still married and have some steady cock around.
You're alone like the top girl in a whorehouse, you bitch. You could have at least warned me. What am I supposed to do with their burnt-out fucks after you've sucked their nuts dry? Plus, that old pencil-prick husband of mine doesn't thrill me anymore.
All right, little buddy. I'm sorry. Next time I'll tell you. You little whore. What the hell is going on?
I'm coming, you dumb bitch.
Who the hell is there?
Oh, nobody, you dumb bitch. I couldn't wait anymore. I'm climbing the damn walls. Oh, I told you I had a banana up my cunt.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. I'm Lulz.
Eat that boo-boo!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
For a China nigga, what the fuck is it?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape
everybody.
Oh my god!
Yes, freaks! This right here is the Sort of You Daily. Thank you so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. I'm your host. My name is Carol. I'm a fucking whore. I love those 8-track sex tapes. Apparently, you could buy them in like truck stops. They're for truckers. Like, listen to while they were hauling their shit and jerking off in the cab and stuff like that. It's just so funny because, you know, women don't talk like that. I've got a banana up my cunt, Carol, you whore. Carol's a whore and a cock-hungry slut. I do have a great show for you. I got to talk about a video that Jigs sent in to me. Thank you very much, Jigs, for this thing. You know, I don't know what it is about deformed girls singing on YouTube, but they all think they can do it and they should just stop. Because, you know, when I say deformed, I don't mean like, you know, their eye has been blown out or something, or they just have a weird birthmark on their face. No, these girls have something wrong with their jaws and their palates. And when you have half of your mouth missing, it's really hard to produce the notes that would sound pleasant to one's ear, you know, when trying to sing. Do you need proof of this? I have it here. Here is, I'm sorry. I have to clear my throat because I'm out of breath because I took my dogs out, right? And there's a lead in the ground, right? So I can just hook them up, you know, out there and let them run around for a bit on a chain, basically, or on a lead, long leash, basically. And normally, I can just walk with them. They don't run away. But one of the fucking bitches today just took off. And I had to chase after her for like a mile or two. And I'm out of breath and out of shape. Look at me. Do I look like I can run a mile or two? Please. I might be exaggerating. It was right down the road. But to me, for someone like me, it's the equivalent of a mile or two. All right, at any rate, I'm sorry. I've cleared my throat. Now let's watch this monstrosity sing. Now, look, guys, I don't want to get any messages saying how, like, I'm a monster for making fun of her. I'm not making fun of her. All I'm saying is when you look like this, why would you put yourself out there on YouTube? And I realize I'm no beauty queen. But I don't look like this.
Tonight, and I'm going to be doing mistletoe. Yes, believer.
All my friends have been requesting this song.
She looks like...
It's also... It's her this time of year.
I don't even know how to describe... Okay, you need to shut up for a second. First of all, no one can understand you. Her mouth is open, right? She can't close it. I don't know what is going on. She looks like some sort of... There are these toys that I saw this Christmas. They're these like little plush toys, and they speak to each other, right? And they just make sounds like me, wah, me, wah, and you can sync them, and they're like in harmony together. Do you know what I'm talking about? That's what she looks like, like a character like that, like one of those plush toys, because they've got this very round mouth that moves. It's really, I'm gonna have to. I'll find something and show you, because she really does look like this thing. All right, take a listen.
Dad,
to her singing.
I hope you guys ever like this song.
Some sort of Justin Bieber song.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. After the city's been so much here. After the playing in
this
the winter.
This is fascinating.
Still,
I'm surprised she's able to produce that much sound out of that mouth.
I don't want to miss out on the holiday. But I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow. I'm gonna be under the
mistletoe. Okay, here's an experiment for you. Open your mouth and try to sing. I don't know what song I'm gonna sing. Semisonic for you from the 90s, but I mean, that's what she's doing. Today's album artwork, I think we pretty much have it in the bag there. It's gonna be this thing.
Everyone's gathering around the side, check their throats and like a hot July.
All right,
you get to...
I'm sorry. I mean, her hair looks nice. Yeah, I kind of said something nice. Oh, you know, I found the video of the product, you know, the plush toy with the mouth that looks like this broad. Take a listen to this. Oh, let me fast. There we go. Doesn't it look like her mouth? Looks just like her. Like one of those Muppets, the Menomina guys. Sing-a-ma-jigs is the name of the product. There you go. Moving on now. We haven't played a nice, big, long, juicy cum fart in quite a while. So let's rectify that situation. Black guy is blowing his cream in a white broad's ass, and she's going to shit it out onto another woman's face. There it is. Let me rewind that so you can hear it. That's great. That is a great cum fart, because there's some distance involved. Like the woman. All right, let me try to describe the situation here. The woman whose ass was just filled with cum is on top of the other woman. All right, and her ass is right on the face of the woman on the bottom. She's like, you know, giving her a little bit of a rim job, trying to coax out the cum, I guess. And so when she, you know, the first couple farts, like that, just produce a little bit of cum. And then the third one, boom, a string of jizz just shoots out all across her face. There, right there. Oh, it's all in her tongue. It's disgusting. Really, really cleaning that ass up. All right, you get the idea there. I've got one more clip to share with you. It's a pair of black guys fighting because one is very drunk and wants to drive home and pick up his daughter or something, which is not a good idea. And the other friend, the friend is trying to convince the guy not to drive. Take
day
a
I die.
Do you know, so the do you more know why? You try to do you know how I can prove you wrong right now? You say everybody who I want to fuck with, I don't want to fuck with nobody who fuck with niggas who thinking like you right now.
All right, well, if you think I want to fuck with niggas like you, you tweaking. All right, well, look. I'm the nigga that's driving you home.
We already established. I will sit here until 6. I got a martyr car. I don't need you. This is the problem that you're thinking.
Just take the fucking keys.
Me. they need you, we're the ones who got it.
So let me ride home.
Listen.
Let me drunk guys home. Are
no,
always.
Bro, because on some
I love
real
the argument drunk guys come up with because they don't listen to anything that you're saying. Listen. I will drive you home. You are drunk. You don't want to get in an accident when you're picking up your girl. So let me drive you home. Give me the keys. All right, but let me drive. How about I want to drive? What? No, you didn't listen to anything I just said. I will get you home. Just give me the keys. But I want to drive. Right, okay.
I have a daughter. Listen, you have a daughter.
I have a daughter. You have yes. a, you have yes. an obligation.
I do, because that's what I do. That's what I want to do in life. I want to help children.
You want to help me
and you're
and
not
going to
drive your daughter home.
Look,
you're not driving your daughter
home.
And you're going to kill your daughter?
Unless you stand
that
in
all
front
sounds
of me.
Very good.
You're going to kill my daughter?
Craig, you gonna kill my daughter?
No.
I'm gonna save your daughter's life by punching you in your motherfucking face.
No, you're not.
You gonna back the fuck up.
No,
and I swear
gonna,
to God.
Now it's getting
real. And listen, car. Listen,
Craig,
it's
gonna turn violent.
That nigga's a lying, Craig.
That nigga's a lying, Craig.
And I fucking
love
you. And I promise you, when I say I do this, it's
that usually works. Flattering a drunk person usually helps out.
Back up.
Listen, you are the king, right? There is no better driver in the world, especially when drunk. But today, I really would. I prefer to drive, just because I, you know,
because
I just
want
to drive.
Craig,
it has nothing
Craig,
to do with you
bro,
being shit faced drunk.
I'm a real nigga, a real
and
nigga,
you are.
Real
I'm not
thing.
Saying you're not. You really
Please
are,
do not
and so am I, and so am
they're
I.
They're both
and
very
I
real
know,
and
know,
very
and
much niggers. Is that? Oh,
oh damn.
Shit! They're punching. We gotta do a fight!
And I swear on everything.
Oh,
I swear,
man.
Please do not. Listen,
phone.
Listen, I love you.
Now he's apologizing.
Get my phone from that nigga.
I just beat the fuck out of you.
Get my phone from that nigga.
Chill.
Get my phone from that nigga.
Chill.
Yo, get my phone from that nigga.
Where's phone at?
Chill, brother.
You're the one that punched him! He doesn't have the chill, he's knocked out!
This is not no other shit. This is not no other shit. Please.
I don't
please.
Even know what that means. I really need a black
sorry.
Person
I'm,
in the
God,
studio
I mean,
with me
where?
To decipher
no, okay.
what's going
He's
on.
Breathing.
Where's my phone?
He's breathing.
He's breathing. Well, that's a good sign. He ain't driving home now. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Guys, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support the program. It really does help. I can't stress that enough. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free, so it's a good deal. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, all sorts of good stuff. As a matter of fact, yesterday was an extended show. I discovered that there is a Gunnar Bader party line, right? So I give them a call and lo and behold, there's someone there baiting their cock. So I have a little gooning party. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. Also just posted a video featuring a bunch of Down syndrome kids. Fantastic. You know me. Making fun of the retards for fun and profit. And then tomorrow we'll be doing an exclusive program. So it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three very quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Cleveland, Ohio. The leader of an Amish splinter sect. I didn't even know there were such things like that. And 11 followers are to appear in court this afternoon on charges they cut the beards of Amish men and hair on men and women over religious disagreements. It's a fringe Amish group. Do these people understand that people are dying? People are being shot. You know, you're going to court because someone trimmed your beard, for Christ's sakes? Sam Mullet and others are accused of federal hate crimes in the attacks on Amish families last fall. Oh, I thought Amish people were getting upset with other Amish people and cutting their beards. I guess if you're a non-Amish cutting off beards, I guess that is kind of a hate crime. But still, it's not that big of a deal. It'll grow back. Yes, Sam Mullet and the others are accused of federal hate crimes and the attacks on Amish families last fall. They are to appear at 2 p.m. before U.S. District Judge Dan Aaron Polster. Federal authorities say the attacks were motivated by revenge after a group of Amish bishops refused to accept Mullet's excommunication of 8 families who had left his Jefferson County community because they disagreed with the authoritarian leadership. The FBI said in an affidavit, I don't think think the court should get involved. You know, these fucking Amish people don't pay taxes. They don't want to be a part of society. So now all of a sudden, you know, they want help in federal court and shit. Come on, please. Nonsense. Pay your taxes. All right. The FBI said in an affidavit that Mullet, 66, forced wayward followers to sleep in chicken coops for days at a time on his 800-acre farm in rural Jefferson County. He also took married women in his community into his home to cleanse them of the devil with acts of sexual intimacy. So wait a second. That's a cool move. You are dirty. I'm going to fuck you clean. Let my penis wash you. That's great. Good job, sir. All right. Second story we have for you today. A little girl from Austin, Texas, just wants to fit in. Kaylee Ryder, a 7-year-old, wears a scarf on her head because she's bald from battling cancer for the second time. It's very sad. Why does everything... Every time I try to sound compassionate, it comes out condescending. She's got cancer. That's sad. She also lost her hair from her first battle with cancer. The young girl's story has started an online campaign for the toy company Mattel to produce a cancer Barbie. It's chemo patient Barbie. Kaylee's mom is right on board, of course. It lets kids know that it's okay to be bald. And that you're beautiful even though you don't have hair. Just fucking put on a wig so you look normal, for Christ's sakes. It isn't normal to be bald. It's wrong, right? People hate to be bald. Guys hate to be bald. Imagine women. It's really weird. I think it's a wonderful idea. A 7-year-old? A bald 7-year-old? For Christ's sakes, just put a rug on her head. God. If Mattel... Why don't they just do that? They wouldn't even know she's bald. If Mattel should agree to make what's being called the beautiful and bald Barbie... Many behind the campaign, it's near dead Barbie. Many behind the campaign hope the company will donate some of the proceeds to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So now they want Mattel to make a new Barbie and also donate money. Anyone interested in joining the push for the cancer Barbie can go to the campaign's Facebook page at facebook.com/beautifulandbaldBarbie. I'm sure all you guys will sign right up for that, right? And finally, our last story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Lasers! I love lasers. That's one thing that my my new theme, and I say new, but I think I've been using it for like 2 years now, the new theme to Distorted View is lacking. Lasers. It needs more lasers. The story comes from Jupiter, Florida. A 62-year-old woman was arrested Sunday morning after she hit a 65-year-old man on the head with a hammer. Janet Knowles of Jupiter was arrested on a charge of aggravated battery using a deadly weapon. So far, you know, this is just standard Florida fare, right? What makes this a Distorted View news story? Let's read on. Jupiter police responded to the defendant's house at around 11:30 a.m. Sunday after dispatchers received a call of domestic disturbance. When police arrived, they interviewed the alleged victim, who was not named in the probable cause affidavit, while he held bloody paper towels on his head. The victim told police he was watching Judge Judy on television while sitting on his recliner when Knowles got upset with Judge Judy. Knowles then hit him in the head with a hammer. Well, Judge Judy wasn't around, so she's going to take it out on the person closest to her. Knowles then hit him in the head with a hammer, and the victim received a large cut to his head and left forearm. He was treated at the scene by Palm Beach County Fire Rescue Crews. Knowles told police she was upset because Judge Judy was on television. She became mad and then hit the victim on the head with the hammer.
Oh, you are a foul lady.
Oh, God, is Judge Judy here?
You're a nasty, vicious drunk.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Judge Judy. I've got to move on now.
Now, baloney.
Yes, I do.
Now, baloney.
Now!
Now, baloney.
Now!
You're okay. A nasty, vicious drunk.
I know.
You're a bum.
Now, shut up, you bitch!
You're an idiot!
You're a bitch!
You're an idiot!
You're a cunt!
You're an idiot!
Shut the fuck up!
Oh, you are a foul lady.
That I am, Judge Judy. That I am. All right. Knowles told police she was upset because Judge Judy was on TV. She became mad and hit the victim on the head with a hammer. Knowles also began talking about a neighbor and what a neighbor was wearing. Police said Knowles could not hold the conversation with them during the investigation. A little drinky. The affidavit does not say what the relationship between Knowles and the victim is. Knowles is being held in the Palm Beach County Jail without bond.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
I love that woman. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news.
What am I, chopped liver? Okay. I'm the law.
I know. I love you too, Judge Judy. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Jimmy Boo.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for that.
Hello, do the answer, Mrs. Penn. Penn is your monkey overlord calling in Timothy. I am sickened by these incessant stories of so-called miracles of people finding the image of Jesus in unexpected places. That's no miracle. What would be truly miraculous would be finding the image of someone cool and actually relevant,
like me
in an unexpected place. Thus, I put out the challenge to all the hot ladies listening. Ladies, the first one of you to find an image of me in a strange place, like a potato chip or the poop splatter on an F-150, will win the greatest gift of all, the opportunity to give me a blowjob.
All right, there you go.
Don't do it. I'm drinking pineapple.
Ladies, the challenge has been put out there.
Hey, this is Show Freak Jesus.
Hi, Jesus.
It's him. If you were to the Santa girls, if you remember them.
Yes.
Which one would you have sex with if they were trannies?
Well, they are trannies, I think. I don't remember. The yellow one, maybe? I don't know. Is there a yellow one?
It's Jessica from Kentucky.
I have to watch those old Fanta. You remember, Fanta, Fanta, don't you want a Fanta, Fanta? Those annoying commercials.
Hi, Tim. It's Jessica from Kentucky.
Oh, a member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse. Yes, go right ahead.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh.
I've been listening since 2005.
That a girl.
And I wanted to call and let you know that Tone Deaf Sean sounds like a retarded Barney Rubble. Sorry, I'm actually going over right now, so yeah.
That's okay. We got your point loud and clear. I never thought of that. Okay. Tone Deaf Sean sounds like a retarded Barney Rubble. I hope Tone Deaf Sean calls in, because now I want to hear his voice and compare.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's the pumpkin fucker from Sugarloaf, Pennsylvania calling.
Hello.
Just wanted to call and say Happy New Year. Hope you had a good Christmas.
I did.
And while we're on the topic of Christmas, I was just curious, since you live in Ohio, if you have ever gone out to Cleveland to go to the Christmas Story House in the museum that's located out there.
No, I haven't.
I went up there a couple of times on my way through Ohio just to check it out. It's pretty cool. Just wondering if you ever went to go see it.
No, for those of you who don't, I mean, you know the Christmas, Christmas Story with Ralphie and all that other shit. Well, the house is in Cleveland, and you can go, there's a tour, and then there's, a gift shop, and you can purchase your fucking leg lamp and all that other crap. But, no, I always see, new, every year, there's, on the Cleveland station, there's a news story about it. No, I haven't gotten around to going up there.
Hi, this message is for Mr. Henson.
Oh, God, with these
I'm
fucking wheelchairs.
I received an email regarding
Pride Mobility. Is that what it is? Pride Mobility?
Henson. I'm calling from Pride Mobility.
Yeah.
I received an email regarding your request for information on
the jazzy
locations in your area for
the jazzy.
A jazzy power chair.
All right, very good. Next up.
Hey, Tim Shagoo. This is Rob from Cleveland.
Hey!
Hey,
Rob, as a matter of fact, I was just at my post office box yesterday. I haven't been there recently. And I got a great little holiday card from Rob and his fiance. I guess they're still... Yeah, they're not married yet. And who else? Oh, the dog. Their dog, Egon Spangler Jr.
Or whatever. Hey,
PhD.
I just wanted to comment on all of these new video casts that you're pumping out now for the Sideshow Freaks. It's great.
Yeah. Should have another one today.
It's a really good video filler, for the stuff that you tell us to look for on the web. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I have one comment, though.
Uh-oh.
And I think it's mainly your setup so you can get, the video and show both your monitors and stuff like that. There's a lot of, you talking away from the mic, and sometimes it doesn't
I know.
Really
it's off. I have the word. The problem is there's no good setup. I've got I should show you how this is set up. Someday I'll do a video of how I'm doing this. But the way I have to turn away to see one of the monitors. It's just an extension of my Mac desktop, right? But then, I don't know. It's just a mess. I really have to change things around. But I also have an L-shaped desk, right? Which limits how I position things and I don't know. I feel like this might not be the best configuration, but you know, right now it's gonna have to do. Yeah, but I should have a video for you.
Hey, Timmy, it's Squeaky. I was just watching some of your videos on your YouTube channel, and I'm really impressed with the quality of them. Like the intro and stuff. That's really high quality.
That's
it. You get someone with talent to do that. Anyway, the videos are great, but the best part is the comments, and I thought I'd just read you one of them, just for anyone who hasn't heard this. So let me read this here. It's, you are a stupid, insensitive puke who is not even remotely funny. You are like a fat, greasy, stinking turd that missed the shitter, nauseating all who come near your putrid stench. The saddest part is that you apparently have nothing better to do with your life than create such moronic trash. I'd say that's pretty accurate, wouldn't you, Tim?
I think so. Yeah, right on the money.
Juggle.
See, the problem is I try to tag my videos so they will get many views. So the problem is if I start tagging things about, Dick Clark or trannies or something, what happens is trannies find their way to the video, you know. And so that's how they, you know, they don't know what distorted view is. They just wander in from the keywords, and that's a mistake, isn't it? A lot of people don't understand the show.
Tim Henson, I was listening to your 10412 podcast, and that made me realize I've been listening to you for approximately 4 years.
Nice.
And in those 4 years, I realized two things. One, Ariel the Mermaid is peculiarly erotic.
Mermaid.
And two, I love your show, and I hope you keep on spreading it for all to see national TV on The View with Oprah.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
The next stop, The View with Oprah. What? That's not even accurate. But it's important that you guys spread the distortion. I'm doing all sorts of things. To help get the word out, you've got to spread the distortion, STDs, share those videos, let people know about the podcast. It's free. I mean, what more do you want? That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no God.
I don't believe a word you say. You're full of baloney.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody!